Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Ekev. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom of all the Cholim, Bichlalam, Dinabad Miriam, Chemda Bar Chava Chadushan, Adamin Chan, Marifka Asar, Banamir Shalom Asar, Adabin Merchad, Yafa Bad Arav, Rifka Bad Achav, Rifka Bad Asar, Shalom Asar, Parim Adam Shabbat Chana, Yafa Bad Miriam, Yevda Ben Yifah, Chayis, Rifka Bad Achav, Chana, Sircha Ben Makam, Miriam Ben Achav, Dez Ben Miriam, Chana, Adam Ben Omer, Chas, Sabah Tamar, Yisar Bachana, Gibril Gidah, Bar Chad, Dan, Yisar, Yisach Merali, Achud, Mer Makal, Yisar Ben Eta, Ben Yifah, Yosef Ben Devarah, Shalom Yisar, Ben Yifah, Ben Yifah, Daniel Ben Dinas, Ben Yifah, Parim Adam, Mer Gazi, Ben Achav, Shalom Kidul, Kidul, Ben Yifah, Ben Miriam, Mer Gabriel, Shalom Ben Achav, Chana, Makad Asar, Rav Shalom Ben Shamsi, Ben Achav, David, Ben Yifah, Avdil, Ben Yishma, David, Ben Yidiyahu, Binamin Ben Yitzchak, Ben Yehuda, Ben Ephraim, Shimon, Mishael, Ben Yechon, Ben Akiva, Ben Dan, Boaz, Ben Avraham, Dinah, Ben Aharon, Tamar, Ben Chal, Ben Avraham, Yisrael, Ben Yehuda, Ben Yosef, Avdil, Ben Rayon, Devarah, Ben Miriam. Okay, we're already late on time, so we're going to do a little bit shorter class, but Rishut HaRav, also, you know, of course, our rabbi, a lot of our rabbi from Yeshiva, Netiv Aryeh, Eretz Yisrael is here, so with their permission of Rav Darmoni, we'll share a few words of Divrei Torah. This week's Parashat Ekev, we have the second paragraph of Shema Yisrael. Within the second paragraph of Shema Yisrael, people usually, they give lots of Divrei Torah in the first paragraph. And when we get to Parashat Ekev in the second paragraph, people pass over it. They don't pay so much attention. I'm going to speak in English. So in the second paragraph of Shema, I think there's a very important line when we read about our obligation for wearing tefillin every single day, that I think maybe there's a much, if I'm able to say, a deeper perspective we can have to take the Kriyat Shema with every single day, something that we read. It's okay. Don't shush people. It's okay. Speak. You can speak. Don't worry. It's okay. Don't shush it. Anyone who wants can speak. So there's a very important line in the Shema Yisrael that if a person wants, they can understand it on a deeper level. We read every single day. We say it multiple times a day. You should take these words that are referring to the Torah that we're referring to, put it on your hearts and on your souls. Ukshartem otam leot ayetchem, you should make it a sign onto your arm, vayula totafot ben enechem, and you should make it a ornament or a sign between your eyes. What is this referring to? Obviously, the Chachamim explains this, the Gemara explains this, is referring to our mitzvah of tefillin. A sign on the arm is referring to the tefillin of the arm. Sign between your eyes, it's not literally talking about between the eyes, like many people misunderstood. They think tefillin is here. The mitzvah of tefillin has to go above the hairline on the head, but it's corresponding to in between the eyes. But what on a deeper level can we understand from this line? What is the Torah trying to teach us? So I think, if you look a little bit deeper, the Torah is not just telling us the chiyuv, the obligation that a person has of the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. It's saying the Torah that we have, a person is not just supposed to look at the Torah. I went to shul this morning, I went to Kanisa, I prayed, I learned some Torah, I heard some Torah, that's it, and now I go on with the rest of my life. Ukshartem otam leot ayetchem. You should take the Torah and keep it with you on your arm, keep it with you in your pocket, keep it with you together all day long, no matter what. Everything you're doing, the Torah should be with you. Any question you have, anything in life, you should always be turning to the perspective of the Torah and what the Torah has to offer. That's number one. Number two, vayula tatafot bein enecha, place it between your eyes. What does it mean, place it between your eyes? Keep the Torah on your mind all day long. Keep it inside your head at every single moment. You go to work, you go to school, you go to this, you go. No matter where you're going in your life, you go home, you're eating with your family, eating with your friends, wherever you're going, a person at all times needs to be keeping the Torah in front. You're keeping the Torah at face value. What does the Torah want me to do? And when you have this perspective, it changes your perspective of what you're supposed to be doing here in this world. It's not, let me do whatever I want and I'll keep the Torah as secondary. It's the Torah is the primary. The Torah is the most important. And everything that falls down under that is a subcategory to that. And I think we see this all over our Torah, right? We have Shabbat, the laws of Shabbat. There are 39 melachot, 39 different main laws. And within those 39 melachot, there's many, many subcategories. Actually, interestingly, the introduction in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim brings down in the Hakdama, that in the Yerushalmi it's brought down, that there are 39 subcategories for each and every melacha that there are. So there's 39 melachot, 39 subcategories or more from each and every melacha. Meaning, the whole essence, the foundation is this. You always have to be pointing back to the foundation of all the 39 melachot, and it comes down to, okay, what would today, okay, for example, we have a phone. There weren't phones back then in the day. So why is a phone problematic on Shabbat? And I'm not going to get into details. It's not a halakha shiur. But I just want you to understand. When you point to a specific item, you point up now. Now you go up. Okay, which melacha would this fall under? And you start pinpointing, how can this be problematic? Why would it be problematic? And that's how you get to where something is forbidden or permitted on Shabbat, based on that status, that category. And I think if you use the Torah in this fashion, it'll help you so much in your life. When you use the Torah in this way, that everything you do, you turn, now I have a question. What do I do? I have a question in business. I have a question in school. There's many times people ask me, they say, is cheating on a test really allowed or not allowed? That's the question that people ask, right? And you, instead of asking me, you should ask yourself the question. Or is cheating in business allowed or not allowed? And at simple face value, you ask yourself, obviously it's not allowed. Or obviously I can rationalize in finding ways to think it's allowed. But if you put yourself and you make this your perspective, you put the Torah first, you keep the Torah with you all day long, and the Torah, it's in your mind all day long. You're thinking about it every single second. Any question you have, you always think, what would Hashem want me to do? What does the Torah want me to do? What's the Torah's perspective? It changes everything in life. Now it's not, let me rationalize. Now I have a question, let me ask my rabbi. Let me ask someone who has more Torah knowledge, more Torah experience, for them to explain to me if this is allowed or this is not allowed. What's the correct thing to do? Or even more, I think more specific. Sometimes a person, he needs advice. They need advice what to do in life. You know, someone asked me recently, they asked me, how do you know when you're ready to start dating? How do you know? It's a very good question, he said. When does a person know that they're ready to start dating? So I said, your question is such a good question that the answer is probably not going to be as strong as the question. But the question is so powerful, it depends on the person. It's not, oh, you know, at age 23, all of a sudden now the person is ready to start dating. Or at age 18, you're ready to start dating. Some people are more mature. Some people are less mature. Some people, their minds are mentally ready. Some people are not. Some people know what they're doing. Some people don't know what they're doing. So each and every person is different. But what the person made me realize is that if you have someone you have you have to be able to ask advice from, it changes the whole perspective of the picture. If he's going to someone who, let's say, had a failure in marriage, didn't succeed in their marriage, and you're asking them for advice, what's going to end up happening? You're asking advice from someone who has a failure in marriage. That will end up being for you as well. God forbid, nobody here. But I'm saying that's the perspective a person should have. How do I make sure that I'm succeeding, I'm doing the right thing in life? Put the Torah in front of you. What does the Torah want me to do? I don't know. Make yourself a rabbi, someone you can sit down with, someone you can ask advice from, whether it be a Torah advice or personal advice, your own lifetime advice, something that you need to go forward with in life. You have a business question. A lot of times, and I see this so many times in business, is that people have a business question, and instead of going asking the rabbi, they make their own logical rationalization that could or could not be correct, and they just go forward with it. But how do you know that's halakhically allowed? How do you know that's permitted? You don't. So I think even deeper than what the Torah is teaching us by just saying we have a mitzvah putting on tefillin, is that the Torah, you're keeping with you at every moment where you're going. And what's the deepest part about this is, what are we saying over here? What is that referring to? We put in the Shema Yisrael, we put it inside the tefillin. The klaf that's written, we have Shema Yisrael written on the klaf. It's keeping it with you, continuously reminding you that the Torah is on you at all times. In the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Talmud, they didn't just put on tefillin in Kanisa and they would go on with the rest of their days. They put on tefillin and they wore it all day long. In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people have this minhag also. You wear tefillin all day long. That's the mitzvah is all throughout the whole day. You have a mitzvah that you can wear tefillin. You fulfill the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. And it's continuously reminding you that the Torah is on you at all times, and so that for a person to always keep that in front of them, remembering that I have to figure out what the Torah wants from me, and not rationalize and think that I need to do what's right for me, and then put the Torah after me. And B'zad Hashem, I think when a person changes their perspective to be in this way, then B'zad Hashem, you will change your lifestyle, you will change the way you think, you will change how you act when certain things happen. When something happens to you, you react in a different way. When something comes into your way, when a struggle comes, or a stumbling block, you react differently because the Torah is in front of you, and you ask, what does Hashem want for me in this type of situation? And that will help you get through many different difficulties that you may have. Hazak Baruch, have a great day.